Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Imagine history without men. This is Wretched Radio. No doubt a number of women would love that. In fact, probably a pretty good chance a number of women are gunning for that. But can you imagine American history being told sans the XY gender? What would that sound like? Well, we'd have to go back into the archives and find the activities of just women, because we wanted to erase men from the equation. Because if we just talk a lot about men in American history, that's going to produce more toxic masculinity. And so for that greater goal, we're going to simply imagine they really didn't play a part at all. And you say, well, first of all, that's utilitarian. Just because you think that might happen doesn't mean you can erase males from American history. Furthermore, you're not going to have a full picture of American history without males. And yet, that is precisely what it seems a lot of people are bent on doing, not regarding males, but regarding Christianity. Erase it. Pretend it has no part in the history of Western civilization. Why? Well, we can't have people thinking that Christianity might be a religion worth considering. We don't want to be promoting Christianity. It might make the other religions feel bad. And so with those utilitarian purposes in mind, people are reticent. I say reticent. No, they're downright adamant that Christianity should simply be erased from the telling of history. Let's go to Texas for a moment, shall we? Like a lot of people apparently are doing, especially from California. Have I told you about the law that I would pass if I were the king? If I were the king, I would not allow anybody who voted for a Democrat in California to leave California. You baked this cake, you eat it. You cannot go to a red state. You just got to sit and stew in it because you voted for it. And then what always gets me about folks like that is they leave, they come to a red state, and then they vote for the same disastrous types of policies that caused them to leave their former state. Texas seems to be one of those states that's receiving an awful lot of people. Maybe not. Maybe people from California are so, sorry for this, gun shy about Texas because it's considered a liberal or a conservative state. Although there are pockets in Texas, I believe Houston and Austin, very liberal centers in Texas. It ain't all cowboy hat wearing gun toting conservatives in Texas. That would be a nice thing. But the point is, Texas has now voted in a curriculum that teaches the Bible as a part of Western civilization history. And people are apoplectic. No, they're having strokes over this curriculum because they are coming up with all kinds of reasons to say this could be a violation of the separation of church and state. This might cause people to feel left out. And while I guess those things can happen, the reality is Christianity plays a massive role in Western civilization history. In a really huge role. And they would simply have it erased. And Texas is trying to reintroduce that into the curriculum. When I first heard about this initiative, it was presented, I don't think rightly. I don't mean nefariously, but I just don't think they said it rightly. Jimmy, maybe you recall this from the news. They were talking about, we're going to teach the Bible in Texas. They're going to teach the Bible in Texas. Do you remember those stories?
I do.
I went through the curriculum. I don't think they're teaching the Bible. They talk about it a little bit, but overall, the curriculum, as best I can tell, I didn't read the entire curriculum. It's the teacher's guide is like 400 pages long, but I did go through different sections of it from the Middle Ages, from the Revolutionary period. And I saw them talking about the church, the Holy Roman Empire, the Pope, you know, all the stuff that's integral to European history and the founding of this country. And I have to admit, I don't think they're like teaching the Bible at all. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not somewhat nervous about it, because if you've got secular teachers who hate Jesus Christ teaching anything that mentions him or Christianity, you're probably going to get some taint. They're going to slip in stuff. They're going to make comments. They might degrade. Maybe there could even be some teachers that just answer questions about Christ wrong. Having said that, in going through this curriculum, which you're about to hear, I was like, yeah, what's so controversial about this? Why are they so uptight about this being taught? And I think the answer is, first of all, it's an agenda. They want to erase Jesus Christ from everything and anything. So that's the tip of the spear, but it's also the shaft and the handle. They just don't want Christ in anything, and that's what they're gunning for. Listen to this curriculum. This is the State Board of Education approves Bible-infused curriculum. What? And these are some of the reasons that people gave for supporting it or opposing it. 8 out of 15 board members voted to approve. It's called Blue Bonnet Learning. It's the curriculum from the Texas Education Agency. A cross-disciplinary approach that uses reading and language arts. Does that mean grammar? Language arts? To advance or cement concepts in other disciplines. I'm not an educator, nor am I a teacher. Aren't those the same thing? Nevertheless, it does have grammar lessons inside. I'm sorry. It has language arts lessons. So it teaches something about, let's just say, the Germanic tribes that invaded Rome, the Vandals, the Goths. And then it'll, at the end of that section, it'll have like nouns and verbs. Huh? Direct objects and indirect. What? They're trying to infuse grammar into the lesson. Cross-disciplinary. Not sure how I feel about that, nevertheless. Critics, which included religious studies scholars, say the curriculum's lessons allude to Christianity more than any other religion. If you tell the history of, say, I don't know, Saudi Arabia, I suspect they're going to talk about Islam more than Christianity, because Islam was more a part of the fabric of Saudi Arabian history. This is so silly. This is so, oh, we can't have Jesus anywhere. That it talks about Christianity more than any other religion? Yeah. Drive around, especially in the South. You'll find 10 churches. No, you'll probably find 100. I wonder what the ratio is. Jimmy, would you use your AI machine to discover how many Islamic temples are there in America?
Okay.
Because I know that there's give or take. There's so many Protestant and Catholic churches that we don't even know how many there are. It's about 350,000 of them compared to, we'll find out from Jimmy in just a moment, courtesy of AI. They said that talking about Christianity so much could lead to the bullying and isolation of non-Christian students. Sure, I guess so, but I could make that argument about anything. If we include men in teaching history, that could lead to girls beating up boys. Well, yeah, I guess that could happen, but if that's the way it should be taught, then we should just teach it that way. It could undermine church-state separation and grant the state far-reaching control over how children learn about religion. Inside of the curriculum, yeah, it talks about, for instance, the Good Samaritan. Why? Because it's about the Golden Rule. which is like kind of like a common concept that we share in the West, do unto others. The story, quote, the story comes from the Bible. The lessons explained was told by a man named Jesus as part of his Sermon on the Mount, which included the phrase, do unto others as you would have done unto you. Okay, that, see, that kind of stuff, I'm not a fan of. A man named Jesus? See, to me, that is more problematic from a theological standpoint than it is from an actual reading of history standpoint. Americans United for Separation of Church and State said Texas's new Bible-infused elementary curriculum is part of the nationwide effort by Christian nationalists to impose their religious belief on public school students. Okay, they got us. At the end of the section on the Middle Ages, it encourages the teacher to dim the lights, ask everybody to bow their heads, and raise their hand if they want to ask the man Jesus into their heart. Not! Nevertheless, we can anticipate what will come next, whether that's the erasure of contributions, marginalized populations, and social studies, or the minimization of climate change in science. Hysterical. What's inside of the curriculum? Let's take a little history lesson next on Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology, biblical insight from trusted voices like Pastor Brad Bigney and Dr. John Kratz, plus Gary Barbell's weekly cartoons that are funnier than any dad joke you can ever hear from me. Todd made me say that. Best of all, everything is absolutely free through our Fortis Plus app. From Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, we are equipping believers like you to thrive in this brave new world. So join thousands of Christians who are already growing stronger in their faith every single day. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now. Always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
There are many struggles experienced by our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, specifically those who run the Masters Academy International.
The biggest challenge for men attending TMAI, especially in our context in Ukraine, is the opposition from people in the church who oppose sound doctrine, and therefore men really struggle to transform their ministries in accordance with the Word of God.
The Masters Academy International in Ukraine, fighting a battle on two fronts. You've got Russia, of course, and you have opposition from the church in Ukraine for biblically trained pastors to preach the gospel. Would you please consider supporting the Masters Academy International? Adopt a seminary, 17 different countries. Might want to turn your attention to Ukraine. To learn more about this amazing legacy ministry, visit wretched.org/pastor, wretched.org/pastor.
Hey, real quick, while everyone else in the world is going to be throwing elbows for flat screen TVs this Friday, how about getting something that's actually going to improve your life? I know, a radical concept, but this Black Friday, Fortis Institute is going to be bringing Justin Peters and Todd Friel right to your dinner table. Kinda, sorta. Let me explain. They're going to be serving up their brand new series, Thou Shalt Judge. And unlike those midnight doorbuster deals that you're seeing everywhere, this one's not going to require you camping outside in the cold. Here's the deal. This Black Friday, everything in the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org is 50% off. Yes, everything. And when you spend $75 or more, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge completely free. But wait, there's more. We're even going to cover your shipping on orders over $75. That's right, half off everything. A free resource that's going to transform your thinking and free shipping. Visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org this Black Friday. FortisInstitute.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 1948, the World Council of Churches is formed as an interdenominational body promoting Christian unity and presence in society. Modern ecumenism saw differing denominations work together in spiritual and social causes, but also resulted in the watering down of Christian doctrine. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Story time! Including the Bible. This is Wretched Radio. While I still have some reservations about teaching anything about Christianity inside a public school curriculum because of the abuse, the misrepresentation, the mischaracterization, insufficient theology, and incorrect presentation of Jesus, nevertheless, the Texas Board of Education has decided they give a big thumbs up to the new curriculum that actually talks about Christianity in Western civilization, including the founding of America. And wow, are unbelievers ever torqued? As if Christianity had nothing to do with history. These are the very same people that tell us to trust the science. Okay, well, we actually trust the science. We're not selective in our trust. We actually trust it even when it goes counter to our worldview. But the same thing would be true with history. History is history. To erase the Christian church and Christianity from any... What do you do with the Holy Roman Empire? Well, you see, kids, holy is like the hole in a Krispy Kreme donut, and a Roman, that's from Rome, and it was an empire. So it was an Italian donut empire is what that... What do you do with that? And yet... they're determined to take anything Christian out of the curriculum. And this effort in Texas, as best I can tell, like I said, got reservations, but it's not a Bible curriculum. It's just teaching history, which includes Christianity. Jimmy, you've done your sleuthing work. How many Muslim temples are there in America?
As of June this year, there are 3,753 mosques across 51 states.
I guess they're called mosques. I was thinking Jewish temples. All right, hold on a second. So it's 3,000 how many?
753
divided by 350,000 Protestant churches. Okay, so that's 0.01%. It's 0.01%. And we can't talk about Christianity as a part of American history or Western civilization, European history. It's preposterous. If there were 350,000 other, pick whatever entity or enterprise, if there were that many McDonald's in America, you'd probably have to talk about that because it seems to be woven into the fabric of American history. You can't pull out the threads of the church, and yet they would love to. Texas is trying to put it back in. And based on what I'm looking at, it's just teaching history. This is from lesson one. During the time of the Roman Empire, a new religion known as Christianity began. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be nitpicky, but I do want to exercise my spiritual gift, which is hypercriticism. Christianity isn't, if you will, a new religion. It's Christ at the center of it, and they were called Christians, but it certainly was not a new religion. It is grounded in Judaism, which some pastors who haven't unhitched the Bible would be aware of. A new religion known as Christianity began. Jesus of Nazareth was a religious teacher who lived in the time of ancient Rome. Okay, fine. He was that. Why would Bernie Sanders be upset about this? This is just history. He is revered by Christians as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Okay, that's fair. It doesn't say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if you don't believe in him, you're going to hell. Doesn't say that. Over time, Christianity grew, and the Christian church became a very important part of the lives of many people in Europe. I don't see anything wrong with that. Oh, this will get the liberals. Tell students that BC and AD are terms applied to years. BC stands for Before Christ. They've changed it to BCE, which stands for Before the Common Era or Before the Christian Era. Ooh, liberals hate that. Explain that BC and BCE are two terms used to reference events that came before the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, also referred to as Jesus Christ. What? Explain that today we live in the period known as AD or CE. AD stands for Anno Domini. In English, that means the year of the Lord. Tell students this describes the time after Jesus was born. What? What? That's history. The kids might get bullied and we might stop teaching about global warming. How hysterical is this? Throughout these years of change, many people turned to the church because it offered them a sense of stability and hope. The harder center of the heart or center of the church was in Rome, the seat of the papacy. Slowly, more and more groups of people became Christians, including the Germanic tribes. Over time, the church became even richer and more powerful than many kings and queens. That's why we need to talk about it, because they were players. They sometimes ruled the chess table. It explains the papacy, and then it talks about the Middle Ages in Lesson 7, which I happen to have on my social media device. This is from the curriculum that people are just hysterical about. As warlike tribes swept across Western Europe and powerful kings emerged, so it's talking about the decline of the Roman Empire, another transforming force appeared, the Christian Church. The heart of it was the papacy. More people joined it. In this time, when the Roman Empire was no longer the only powerful force in Europe, many historians consider to be a start of the Middle Ages. Roman, Germanic, and Christian ideas, as well as powerful kings, began to shape Western Europe. I'm just not finding a problem with this. Can you imagine doing this elsewhere? Just pick another country. Japan. We would like to bring to the board's attention that this history of Japan has an awful lot of Japanese people in it, and there are many things in there about the emperor, and we don't have an emperor, and we just like to take that out because it's just too Japanese for us. Ridiculous. Try this in Iraq. You see, this is my Iraqi accent. We would like to bring to the attention of the board. Hello, what are you pointing that at me? Stop pointing that at me! I forget about it. I do not mean that. The point is, no other country would put up with this sort of nonsense. This is just history. In one of the Germanic regions, a great ruler emerged. His name was Charles. He took control of the land that became France. He ruled for more than 45 years. He increased the size of his empire by gaining land as king. Charles defended the authority of the church. He promoted the spread of Christianity. On Christmas Day, 800 AD, he was crowned Roman Emperor by the Pope in Rome. His reputation was so great, he was called Charlemagne, which means Charles the Great. Jimmy, this just isn't bugging me. Like, yeah. I said, anytime somebody's teaching about the church or Christianity or Jesus, there's a danger that it's going to get skewered. But how do you take this out of history? What have they been teaching before? There was a man named Charlemagne, and he got, one day a hat fell on top of his head, and it was a crown, and there were no religious people nearby. Kids, just so you know, no religious people anywhere to be found. He encouraged and promoted an interest in education and art. Charlemagne also encouraged a system of government called feudalism. That's kind of a teach European history without feudalism. Go ahead. Life in the Middle Ages, they describe it. It was a slower pace. In addition, there was a strong desire to honor God that appeared to transcend time. As a result, people undertook impressive long-term projects such as building magnificent cathedrals that took centuries to complete. Okay, so it's art class in a public school, and you're taking a look at the ancient buildings of Germany. In Köln, you've got the dome. What is that, teacher? It's not a church. That's what That building, which needs to be cleaned, last time I was there. Wow, do they need to power wash that bad boy? That has nothing to do with Christianity, kids. That's just, it's just the architecture that we're studying here. This is painful to watch. But this is more than a Bible curriculum. This is, I thought this would be more like catechism. When they were talking about it, they made it sound like this is going to be, the kids are going to be memorizing Bible verses in the schools. Instead, it turns out they're just learning history. And without talking about Christianity, you cannot teach history at all. Do academics care? Absolutely not. They are willing to undermine their academic credibility because they desire something more than to be historically accurate, and that is to wipe out the name of Jesus Christ. So far to Texas, so far, I say to you, good on ya, boys. This is Wretched Radio.